Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. I asked you about your weekend. Ask me about mine.
Okay. How was your weekend?
It was fun.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. I want to share an experience here this morning.
Okay.
My wife and I yesterday got a chance to go up in a hot air balloon.
Ooh.
Have you done that before?
No, and I don't have any desire to.
Feet planted firmly on the ground. Huh?
Did you have your parachute on?
No parachute.
Was there any high lines around?
And there were. We didn't have 16 people in the basket. No, it wasn't one of those kind of things. No, we had, although that does make you a little nervous when you have a tragedy like that happen.
Yes.
The week before, you're supposed to do that. But no, we had an opportunity. Back in June, my wife and I celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary, and that was kind of part of our celebration. So we decided we would go ahead and take a hot air balloon ride. She had an opportunity years ago on a conference situation where I wasn't there, and she didn't take that opportunity because she thought it would be fun to do it with me. So it took us 20 years to get there, but
take you both down at one time if there's an accident.
No. The cats are well taken care of in our will. We had an opportunity. No, we a friend down in Creston hooked me up. You know, Creston has a little balloon festival themselves there each fall. And so I got to thinking about doing something like that. And I know there are companies out there that'll do larger situations where they'll have, you know, maybe 8, 10, 12 people, whatever. That's really not what I was looking for. I was really kind of looking forward to doing something, you know, just the three of us. Somebody's got to fly the thing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not qualified to do that. But that's what I was kind of looking for, was an opportunity to do something like that. So I called a friend down in Creston, and he went down to the Chamber of Commerce office there and got a list of a lot of the different balloonists that come in for each and every year for their festival in the fall. And he happened to see a name on the list that was very familiar. It was a name of a fellow who was a friend of his son's, actually graduated with his son from high school there in Creston. He's since moved to Indianola. And, you know, they do this balloon thing in Indianola. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's kind of big. You know, they used to have the National Hot Air Balloon Championships there. And now that's, of course, moved to Albuquerque several years ago. But they still have a big deal in Indianola every year. In fact, it was just last week where they have the annual Hot Air Balloon Festival there. And it still draws lots and lots of folks. In fact, they were telling us there are several balloonists from down in Texas that come up each year to Indianola for that festival. There are some from Florida that come up each year for that festival as well. And they have a lot of fun with that. I know a lot of folks around here have been down there at different times to see that. It is quite a spectacle, and I'm looking forward to going to see it myself. I've never gone down to actually see that, but now I'm anxious to, since we've actually been up in one. But Adam Bowden is the fellow's name. Great guy, and he has a great crew of. They have to have chasers, you know, when you go up in a balloon. You never know where you're going to go. You're completely subject to the weather conditions and whichever way the wind happens to be blowing. Talk about where you're going. I don't know, wherever the wind takes me. I guess that's the credo of a balloonist. But, yeah, we had an opportunity to get up last night, and it was a lot of fun. It was a late night by the time we got home, but it was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed that. We got a chance to get in there. There's not a lot of room to move around in those small baskets. You know, we get into this small, and it is a basket. It's a woven basket with a wood floor, but we get in there, and there are four propane tanks, one in each corner. And then, you know, you've got the altimeter and a few other gauges and things there, too. So there literally is almost no room to move around for the three of us in that basket. He might have been able to fit one more small person in there. And when I say small, I'm thinking maybe a child. Might have been about all we could do. But otherwise, I'm not too sure we could have gotten anybody else in there. So there's not a lot of room. It's if you're looking for first-class accommodations, there's not a lot of room to drink your champagne there, moving around. So, but we had a lot of fun. They had an opportunity. We had to kind of wait out a little bit of the cloud cover. You know, yesterday we had a little bit of cloud cover, and it was kind of moving in toward the south, or moving away from us toward the southeast. And we kind of had to wait for that as we stood there at the, and we went down to Indianola to do this. We went down to the festival grounds where they have the balloon field there, and had an opportunity to just kind of stand there for a while and wait while a little bit of light and mist and rain kind of fell a little bit. And then it moved out, and once we got rid of that back-end breeze that comes when a system moves through, then it got to be pretty nice. So we got a chance to watch them bring the basket out and unfurl the balloon. I can't believe that that big balloon, it's 70, what do you say, it was 77,000 cubic feet is how big that balloon is, which basically means you could put 77,000 basketballs in it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good size. And I can't believe that it fits into this little bag when it's all folded up. In fact, we helped them put it away afterward. So God help the next folks that go up. No, it's not like a parachute. We're good. But it was interesting to watch them and, you know, get out this big blower fan, fill it up. And, of course, then when they got to that point, then you start heating that air in there and then tip the basket over to get the balloon upright. And then when it was time, it's, all right, ready, go. No time to be nervous or anything because when the time comes, it's like, all right, you two got to get in now. Really? Just like that? We weren't prepared. You hop right in and away we go. And I'm not a big fan of heights.
So?
Not a big fan of heights. I don't mind flying. Takeoffs and landings aren't my favorite, but, you know, you got to get up and thank goodness you come back down. But I'm not a big fan of that kind of, you know. But the balloon wasn't bad.
I wondered if you'd have rubber legs or not.
You know, a little bit, at first it was a little bit, and that's what I told Adam, too, when we were up, because he was asking, how's everybody doing? You okay? And I said, you know, not too bad. I said, you know, at first it's kind of like sea legs, you know, when you're at sea. You just got to get your air legs a little bit. You know, you first get up off the ground, and you're looking down, and you're, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 feet, and you're just kind of floating over the treetops and things. I'm grabbing a hold of the apparatus next to us that hooks the basket. Actually, it's a kind of a stabilizer that keeps the basket. I was expecting it to be a lot less stable, like you'd be bouncing around and swinging back and forth. Very stable. And there's the stabilization apparatus that hooks it into, hooks up to the balloon. And, you know, I'm just kind of hanging on to that with one hand and thinking that, oh, I'm not going to like this. It wasn't bad. It was actually fun. By the time you got about 5 or 10 minutes in, it wasn't even an issue anymore. It's just like being in an airplane, except it's quiet. I mean, it's amazing how quiet it is. Outside of when he's got to, you know, juice the balloon a little bit and blow some hot air up into that with the flame. But
your fingers weren't purple then from holding on to
that. No, I didn't get the white knuckle thing going. I was really kind of surprised by that, actually, because I wasn't sure. You know, And that's why I was joking with Adam. I said, you know, I'm not a big fan of heights. I said, being at the top of a ladder, that bothers me a lot. I don't like that at all. And he said the same thing. He says, yeah, I'm kind of that way too. Yet he flies hot air balloons and loves doing it. But we had a nice flight. We were up for just about an hour. I think it was just shy of an hour. We actually floated roughly about 8 miles. To the southwest is the direction we ended up. The breeze was kind of blowing in that direction, so that's the direction you go. You don't have a choice. And we had a nice opportunity. We got up to, he said, just a little bit. It could have gone up to around 3,000 feet. Since it was our first time, I don't think he really wanted to push the envelope too much. But he got us up to a little over 1,000 feet. And then there were other times where he dropped us down real low, and we were barely above the corn crop. I mean, you almost could have reached down and grabbed the treetops a couple of times. He was trying to show off a little bit and show us how you can maneuver the thing and dip down low along a field and then swing it back up high again real quick up over the treetops and things. And it was fun. Very peaceful, though. I mean, even at 1,000 feet, it's amazing. You hear the cows mooing down below. We had several times where, in fact, a couple of times over a few of the houses in the rural area there, we got to the point where we probably weren't more than a few hundred feet and floating over. And those folks are used to it because they have all those hot air balloons there all the time with the festival. And there's so many balloonists around there anyway. They said almost every weekend that hot air balloon field is used by people giving rides and things. So they're kind of used to it. But, oh, yeah, we kids running out from the backyard waving at us and other folks sitting on decks taking pictures and stuff as we flew over the top and had a great time. The landing wasn't too bad. That's what I was kind of wondering about. How's that going to go? And he gave us a brief rundown of what we need to do on the landing. You know, hold over here on the basket with one hand, over here on the other hand, face the direction we're going, bend your knees slightly, and down you go. it comes time to go down. And we found a field that that looked pretty good. They ran up, and real quick, we have that chase vehicle that tries to stay ahead of us and follow us along. And they ran up real quick when they saw where we were going to go down and asked the farmer if it was okay to land in the field. And they're, a lot of them are pretty used to it. They have a map. They know some folks who are okay with that kind of a thing. And when it came time to come down, it was just, it was really about two bumps. You know, we kind of bumped once, and then that was it. And then we were down. And we helped them pack the balloon up afterward and had a great time. And it was fun. I'm glad we did it. I was nervous. I will admit, I was nervous about it. But we really did have a good time. Got some neat pictures. And one of the gal that was helping in the chase vehicle, we gave her a camera. She took a lot of neat pictures along the way. They'd keep up with us and pull over on the gravel roads and stuff, take pictures up at us and things. I'm anxious to see those. I haven't seen those yet, but it was fun. If anybody's ever thought about doing something like that, it is worth it. It is a good time. And you know what? I think we'll probably do it again sometime. I'd love to do it here. He would come out here for me, too, if I asked him to. It would cost a little more for travel. But he said, yeah, I'd come out. So I'd love to do it around here sometime. So you can actually get up and see your home area. That would be kind of fun, too, to be able to see that from above. So, yeah, we had a great time. It was a good experience. I really enjoyed it. Folks who've done that before, I know there are plenty of others out there who've done hot air balloon rides before. It was a lot of fun, very peaceful. I really enjoyed it, and would encourage you, if you've ever thought about doing something like that, to take advantage of it if you get the opportunity. It was a good time, something you'll remember for a long time.